Good evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, it's opening night in Dallas, and another incredible win, 5-1 against Nashville Predators. Beat them two nights ago at their place, 4-1. Beat them 5-1 tonight. Well, there's a lot to talk about, and there's a lot of different angles I want to bring to the table for this game. The number one thing I want to say right now, first of all, I want to talk about Jake Oettinger, first and foremost. I was telling my friend today that the best thing I can say about Jason Oettinger, I finally found out the goaltender that he actually reminds me of the most, and the best comparison I can give is Henrik Lundqvist, and I'll tell you why. Great glove and incredible body control, and not just the body control, but the lower body control. He uses his pads well. He's just so agile, and he's big guy and agile, and Henrik was the same way when he played. I'm gonna go ahead and say this right now. Two games out the box. 60 of 62 saves. I'm going to already say he's already putting a nice bid for his Vezina ballot at the end of the year. I know it's only two games in, but if Jake plays like this the rest of the year, I think he could actually win the Vezina trophy. And once again, for those that don't know what that is, that's the top goaltender NHL. For the season, it's an incredible award to win for a goaltender, and he's playing phenomenal. You know, the other night it was a lot of the new guys that scored. We had Wyatt Johnson scoring his first goal in the NHL in his first game, right as a rookie season. We had Marksman score two goals. And tonight, it was back to the way it was last year, where it was our top line that was just incredible. I mean, Jason Robertson scores his first goal tonight. Pavelski scores. And then Roope Hintz, once again, the speed demon that he is, scores two goals. And then, of course, the empty netter at the night last, once again, is Marksman. Marksman, we're going to talk a lot about him throughout the whole season. The one thing that is interesting about Marksman is I think he reminds me of what Anton Roussel was to us a few years ago, where he likes to kind of get into people's heads a little bit, but a much better goal scorer. So it's like he can score goals, and he can also kind of be that, you know, irritator, agitator kind of player that you want to have on your team, because every team needs one. And the thing that was really interesting today was it's the puck movement. And in the first two games of the season, I really feel like they're committing to what Pete DeVore wants to do. You know, the breakouts are there, the passes are crisp. They're staying in the other person's zone a lot better. I mean, it's just faster. It's a whole nother team. And then even Miro Heiskanen scores a goal tonight, which even the defense is getting activated into the offense. I know that this is not Colorado speed, but this is a very similar way the way Colorado plays, where you're up and down the ice and your offense is playing in such a way that they're even defending well. Once they get the puck out, the other team better be ready to commit to do something defensively. If you don't, we're gonna juke you out of your shoes, and we're gonna be at the other end of the ice. There's just a lot of puck pressure. It's very fast. It's very much what the great teams are doing. The Tampa Bays, the Colorados. And I do think that everyone is involved, and it's something I can tell right from the get-go that I have a feeling that Pete DeVore said this in the beginning, either you're going to commit to this or you're not going to play, and everyone is committed to it. I mean, most of the scoring today was by the top line. We had Jason Robertson, Pavelski, Roope Hintz. But of course, that's to be expected because it's an incredible line and every team has their great line, but it was also the passing and just being able to get the trash from in front of the net. What I mean is blocking shots, doing all the little things that you do in a hockey game to keep it. I mean, we were up 3-0 for a while there, and then of course Nashville scores their only goal because we were down two guys. It was a 3-on-5 power play they had for a moment, and that was the only goal they got. But it wasn't just scoring, it was making sure that we were in the right spot, everyone was playing great defense, and keeping the puck away from Nashville. We've played 2 of 4 games this year against Nashville already, so hey, we got to play them 2 more times later in the year. We have Winnipeg coming in here on Monday night, which will be interesting because I don't know if Rick Bowness will be behind the bench because he did test positive for COVID. But if he is, that's going to be cool because we're going to be playing against our old coach. A lot of storylines for the next go-around. But home opener, couldn't ask for a better home opener. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars!